And folks, I think we have enough screaming in the world as it is. Now, dancing, on the other hand, I can understand. Dancing is a highly developed form of jumping around, and there's certainly nothing wrong with jumping around. Jumping around is fine in my book. In fact, I feel it's essential. So please, feel free to jump around all you want. But if you fall and break a leg, don't come screaming to me. Write a song. Have you noticed that whenever someone at a large gathering tries to get the attention of the crowd on a public address system, they always yell into the microphone, "Attention! Attention, please! Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please!" Don't these people understand that the whole purpose of a voice amplifying system is to amplify the voice? I think the idea is that when you speak into it, it makes your voice sound louder. Maybe I'm way off on this, but it seems to me that if there's a device that makes your voice sound louder, there's probably no reason to yell into it. I don't know, maybe I'm just wrong on this. I'm willing to listen, but hold it down, will you? I'm tired of people using their cars as biographical information centers, informing the world of their sad sack lives and boring interests. Keep that shit to yourself. I don't want to know what college you went to, who you intend to vote for, or what your plan is for world peace. I don't care if you visited the Grand Canyon, Mount Rushmore, or the birthplace of Wink Martindale, and I'm not interested in what radio station you listen to or what bands you like. In fact, I'm not interested in you in any way except to see you in my rear-view mirror. Furthermore, I can do without your profession of faith in God, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Peter Cottontail, whoever the fuck it is you've turned your life over to. Please, keep your superstitions private. I can't tell you how happy it would make me to someday drive up to a flaming auto wreck and see smoke curling up around one of those little fish symbols with Jesus written inside it. And as far as I'm concerned, you can include the Darwin fish with feet evolution symbol, too. Far too cute for my taste. So keep the personal and autobiographical messages to yourself. Here's an idea. Maybe you could paste them up inside your car, where you can see them and I can't. Here's another segment of the bumper sticker population that ought to be locked into portable toilets and set on fire. The ones who want us to know how well their kids are doing in school. Doing well, that is, according to today's lowered standards. We are the proud parents of an honors student at the Franklin School, or the Midvale Academy, or whatever other innocent-sounding name has been assigned to the indoctrination center where their child has been sent to be stripped of his individuality and turned into an obedient, soul-dead conformist member of the American consumer culture. What kind of empty people need to validate themselves through the achievements of a child? How would you like to live with a couple of these blockheads? Say, Justin, how's that science project coming along? Fuck you, Dad, you simple-minded prick. Mind your own business and pass the Fruit Loops, fucking cunt dork. Here are a few parental bumper stickers I'd like to see. We are the proud parents of a child whose self-esteem is sufficient that he doesn't need us promoting his minor scholastic achievements on the back of our car. That would be refreshing. We are the proud parents of a child who has resisted his teacher's attempts to break his spirit and bend him to the will of his corporate masters. A little Marxist, but what the fuck? Here's something realistic. We have a daughter in public school who hasn't been knocked up yet. And for the boy, we have a son in public school who hasn't shot any of his classmates yet. But he does sell drugs to your honors student. Plus, he knocked up your daughter. And what about those parents who aren't too proud of their children? We are the embarrassed parents of a cross-eyed, drooling little nitwit who, at the age of 10, not only continues to wet the bed, but also shits on the school bus. Something like that on the back of the car might give the child a little more incentive. Get him to try a little harder next semester. Here's another item you can't see while it's still on your body. A scab on the top of your head. Did you ever have that? Sure you have. A little scab on the top of your head? Not a big, red, juicy blood scab like you get when someone at work hits you in the head with a Stilson.